We are still talking from the subject, How to Hear the Voice of God, the series we've been on for the last 7-8 weeks. And today I want to continue in part two of How to Walk in the Supernatural. We began talking about this last week, and so I want to go ahead and conclude with this particular portion of our series, How to Walk in the Supernatural. Now, again, when we talk about the supernatural, we're referring to everything that has to do with the prophetic ministry. I'm going to do some review this morning to bring us all up to speed and get us all on the same page. We said last week what the prophetic means. We said the prophetic expresses the heart and mind of God in a supernatural dimension. So when you're talking about the prophetic, we're talking about an expression of God's heart and mind in a supernatural dimension. So the prophetic is not just standing up in front of a church or standing up in front of a body of people and giving the word of the Lord to them, but it is you expressing God's heart, expressing God's mind, revealing the mind of God and the heart of God in a given situation. Amen. To move in the prophetic means to express and demonstrate the supernatural nature of God and to bring that nature into a physical and tangible dimension. See, in other words, when you move in the prophetic, you make the reality of God real in people's lives. You bring the super into the natural. You give people a snapshot of the nature of God. You know, people really don't know what God is like until they see him in action. When we see God do what we heard him do in the life of this sister today, healing her cartilage and reconstructing her knee, that's God's manifested love in action. That's the compassion of God in action. When we see God like we heard from this lady.
Listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right, we are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information is on your screen, and there you can see the live stream link. Go there, and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives one message at a time. Thank you.
This morning, bless her with a new job opportunity. That's the love of God in action. Praise God. So the prophetic is releasing God's mind, releasing God's purposes into the physical arena. The Apostle Paul and others operated in the supernatural. They operated in the prophetic. And let me tell you something, God's called all of us to be prophetic people. He's called everybody in the body that's born again, spirit-filled, to move in the prophetic realm. You need to bring heaven's reality to every person you encounter. People need to know what God is like. They don't need to just hear you talk about how good God is. They need to see him demonstrate it. Because I believe when people encounter God on a practical level, they're going to change. When people experience the love of God personally, it's going to affect their lives for the better.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every time someone's healed, that's God's love in action. Every time somebody's delivered, that's God's love in action. Every time somebody is blessed, that's the love of God in action. That's God's nature being demonstrated and manifested on a tangible level.
Yes.
Are you with me? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at what the Apostle Paul said concerning his prophetic ministry. In verse 4, I'm in 1 Corinthians 2. In verse number 4, Paul said, "In my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So Paul said, I didn't just get up and speak words, that empty words. I got up and I spoke words that were impregnated with the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Words that moved into demonstration. And notice for what purpose? Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So God said through the Apostle Paul, he said, I don't want your faith to rest in human wisdom. I want your faith to rest in the power of God. Well, how can our faith rest in the power of God if we don't ever see the power of God? And most people today are not seeing the power of God in ministry. They're not seeing the power of God in their lives because there's no supernatural flow. Churches become natural, ordinary, mundane, routine. We need a supernatural, spontaneous move of the Holy Spirit in this hour. Amen. Amen. So the prophetic or supernatural involves prophecy. It involves healing. It involves casting out of demons. I shared some stories with you last week about that. It involves hearing the voice of God. It involves the gifts of the Spirit, preaching the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders. We are in an hour in which God is ready to show forth himself strong on behalf of those who are expecting him to move. Amen. This woman of God said today she came with an expectation. She expected to be healed. See, many times we fail to see the move of God because we don't come to church with no expectation. Amen. We're not expecting a visitation from God. We don't come to church hungry, looking to see God move and manifest in the area of his saving power, his healing power, his delivering power. We need to come to church with an expectation. I want to see somebody saved. I want to see somebody healed. I want to see somebody delivered. I want to see somebody transformed by the power of God. I don't want to just come to church one way and leave the same way. Amen. Time to get hungry. Time to get thirsty for God. Amen. We ought to want to see his power in manifestation. Amen. We ought to long for an encounter with his love. Amen. That makes a lasting impression on our lives. Yes. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yes. And so unfortunately, few ministers and pastors and leaders move in the supernatural. And because of their ignorance concerning the prophetic, churches are founded on human wisdom. It's built on man-made personalities, man-made gifts and charisma. We're more caught up in the leader than we are in God. Amen. That's idolatry. That's the worship of man. No, we need to worship God. We need our faith to be in the power of God, not in the power of some man, not in some personality. So what does that mean? So if the pastor's at church or not, it doesn't matter. I don't go to church because the pastor. Well, pastor ain't there, I ain't going in, I don't see his God, I'm going home. No, I'm not, my faith is not in the past. My faith is in the word of God. My faith is in the power of God. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody and say, we need a supernatural move. Glory to God. We need a move so supernatural. What would happen if the visitation of God's power would hit this city to such a degree that the power of God would be so strong that all the clubs in Greensboro would shut down on Saturday night? When the ABC store would say closed for the night. Because of the power of God. It has happened before. That's the kind of move of God I'm referring to. Where sinners cry out, what must I do to be saved? Well, we see creative miracles of healing. People with terminal illnesses being set free and delivered. People bound by alcohol and drug addiction. Anger and violence and perversion being set free by the power of God. Well, we need that move of God. But you know, we got to get hungry for it. We got to get thirsty for it. We got to start releasing our faith for it. We got to start believing that, God, I'm ready for something out of the ordinary. Tired of church as usual. We need an encounter with God. We need an encounter with God. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. Hallelujah. So we got preachers who talk about healing, talk about miracles, but no one receives their healing. No one receives a miracle. They choose reason and intellectual thinking and man-made programs over the supernatural. Praise God. They'd rather be social than supernatural. They'd rather operate in relevance instead of revelation. Let's be relevant. No, I don't want to be relevant. I want to be revolutionary. Woo, glory to God. I want change to happen in people's lives. I want breakthrough to happen wherever I go. Amen. Now let's review some of the things we talked about this past week as it related to why people are failing to see the supernatural. Why we don't encounter God's power. Why we don't experience God's power. We said last week, the first reason, and I can't remember if it was the 8 o'clock service, 11 o'clock service, I don't know where we ended up last week, so some of this may be review, some of it may not, I don't know, because I can't remember from Sunday to Sunday. Because we had such a spontaneous kind of move last week, you know, the Holy Spirit just kind of interrupted us through the prophetic, amen? So bear with me today. If you say, well, I've heard this, Pastor, you've already talked about this. Well, it's always good to hear a second time.
Yes, it is.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? We're talking about moving in the supernatural, man. We're talking about walking in the supernatural.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, number one, we said lack of knowledge. This is the first obstacle that as Christian believers we have to overcome if we're going to flow in God's supernatural dimension. Lack of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 12. Let's look at that quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1. Paul said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, I don't want you to be misinformed about spiritual gifts. Paul said, I don't want you ignorant. But you know, there's a majority of the body of Christ that's ignorant about spiritual gifts. You know why? Because we don't teach on it. We don't preach about it. I mean, people are not teaching about the supernatural, the gifts of God, the Holy Spirit, and his power to manifest healing and miracles and signs and wonders. No, we're just coming to church and we want to be relevant. We want to be a social club. We want to make people feel comfortable. Don't say anything that might upset somebody or offend somebody. No, we don't want to rock the boat. Don't want to make no waves. You know, we just want to be politically correct. Amen. But at the end of the day, nobody's been transformed. Nobody's encountering God's love. Nobody's encountering God's power. Coming in one way, leaving the same way.
Amen.
Same problem, same depression, same sicknesses, same issues, same addictions.
Amen.
Amen. There's no transformation. We're not looking more and more like our elder brother Jesus. We're not bearing the image of God in our spirits to the degree that we should. We're not manifesting his glory to a dying, hurting world. People are dying and hurting. People are depressed and suffering. And yet, the Christian has the answer, got the power of God on the inside of him, but don't know how to dispense that power to those who need it. Because we lack knowledge. We're ignorant. And many desire to walk in the power of God, but nobody's teaching them. And I believe a part of my assignment is to raise up a supernatural people.
Amen.
To do supernatural things. That it won't just be me flowing in these prophetic gifts, but you will.
Amen.
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 Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of what?
Knowledge.
See, when you lack the knowledge of God's word, now what is this knowledge referring to? Revelation knowledge. He's not talking about natural knowledge. He's not talking about human knowledge. Intellectual knowledge. He's talking about revelation knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13, write this down. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13 says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Look at this. He said, my people have gone into what? Captivity. Bondage. Because they have no knowledge. Man, when you lack the revelation knowledge of God's word, it produces bondage. There are people bound to sickness, bound to sin, bound to depression, bound to fear, bound to lack. Why? Because they lack the knowledge of God's word. Bound. Bound. They come to church with a smile on their face, but they're bound on the inside. The devil's got them bound up. Because they don't know what the word says. Because they don't know what the word says.
Amen.
So that's the first hindrance to the supernatural. Number two, we said doubt and unbelief. Listen, if you're going to flow in the supernatural, you got to believe. Mark 16:15 said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Amen.
They will speak with new tongues. In my name, they will cast out devils. in my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Notice he said, but these signs follow the believer, not the unbeliever. And I've never seen so many unbelieving believers. We got a bunch of unbelieving believers. You are a believer by status. God has changed your status from an unbeliever to a believer because you've been born again, but you still don't believe. Hallelujah. Somebody says, but I don't believe in casting out of devils. I don't believe that people can be demonized. Well, see, if you don't believe it, you won't ever experience the supernatural. I don't believe that people can be healed, divine healing, without medical assistance. You'll never be healed. I believe that. I can't explain it. I don't know how it works. Just like I don't know how electricity works, but I believe in electricity. I hit the switch and I believe for the light to come on. Glory. The Lord told me that you were going to be here today, sir. And he told me to pray for you. I saw you in prayer this morning at 5:45 a.m. I saw him in the spirit. I saw this man. And he said, I want you to pray for him when he get here today. Amen. Glory to God. I was waiting. I was like, Lord, come on. Where this guy at? He's supposed to be here. You told me he was coming. Your daughter, see that? Daughter learned right away. It's all right, you're here because, you know, because God told me that you had a divine appointment with him. I'm going to pray with you today. But let me tell you something. See, that's supernatural.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe God spoke to you today in prayer and told you that he was going to be here. You don't have to believe nothing. That's why you're not operating in the supernatural. If you think that healing miracles cannot happen today, don't worry, nothing will ever happen in your life.
Amen.
There's a great hunger to understand the supernatural. I mean, people are hungry for it. And because of this, they seek after the false form of supernatural manifestation.
Yes. Yes.
Witches and palm readers and psychics and all these other things. Why? They're searching for solutions to their problems. People are hurting. People want to encounter the supernatural. That's why New Age religion and the occult is growing at alarming rates. People are joining satanic occults and being a part of all type of false religions because they want the supernatural. People are hungry to see something beyond themselves. And because the church doesn't believe in the supernatural, and if it does believe, it can't demonstrate the supernatural power of God, people are running to the false. Amen. So, God wants to demonstrate healing. He wants to demonstrate prophecy. He wants to demonstrate the signs and wonders, casting out of devils, creative miracles. God wants to do these things. I am so persuaded that God wants to see people blessed by his supernatural power.
Amen.
I'm persuaded, fully persuaded. I have no doubt that God wants to manifest his power in this hour. And he wants to do it through you. Say out loud, God wants to use me. To move,
in the supernatural.
Amen. Number three, here's the third obstacle we talked about. Fear making mistakes. What if I pray for somebody and they don't get healed? What if you pray for somebody and they do get healed? Well, I'm just afraid that if I prophesy to some so-and-so that I might miss it. Okay. You might. But it's okay. Well, what if I miss it, Pastor? What do? You do it again. You know, that's what Paul told Timothy over in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Turn over there quickly. See, this is an obstacle that's hindering the body of Christ. And we all deal with it, every one of us. I've dealt with it. And even as I continue to venture out in the supernatural, and see the power of God manifest, I'll deal with it some more. What did I tell you? 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So he says, stir up the gift of God.
Listen, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some exciting news. Abundant Life Church International is now streaming live. That's right. We are live streaming our services Sunday mornings at 11:30 and Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Also, every first Sunday at 6 p.m., we're streaming live our healing and miracle service. All you have to do is go to the website at www.edwardkirkpatrick.org. Information is on your screen, and there you can see the live stream link. Go there, and please be sure to follow us on live stream so we can send you updates of all of our live events. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this special announcement. I look forward to seeing you real soon. So be sure to go to edwardkirkpatrick.org and click on the live streaming link. There you can find archived messages of services that you have missed. Friends, I'm excited about this opportunity that God has given us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations of the world. Thank you in advance for your support. Remember, together we're changing lives one message at a time. Thank you. The gift in you. God has put spiritual gifts in you. Say out loud, I have spiritual gifts. See, when you got born again and made Jesus the Lord of your life, guess what came with your salvation package? Gifts. Every Christian has at least one spiritual gift. Every believer. So he said, you are to stir it up. Notice God's not going to stir it up. I stir it up. How do you stir it up? Through practice. Believing. God, I believe. If you believe you have the gift of prophecy, well, you ought to stir up that gift. Every chance you have an opportunity, amen, to prophesy, you ought to do it. Amen. I believe that certain gifts flow through my life. Amen. Believe one of the gifts is the gifts of healing. So that's why I spend a lot of time praying for the sick. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says, stir up the gift that is in you. I'm about to put it on my hands. And then look what he said in verse 7. Look at this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, why would he make that statement right after he talked about the gift? Because he knew that fear would be a hindrance to you and me moving in the gifts. He said, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, a power of love and a sound mind. So God said, he said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but I gave you the spirit of power. Woo, you got the Holy Ghost. That's the spirit of power. The spirit of love and a sound mind. Say amen to this.
Amen.
So once the enemy can get you into fear, he can stop you from moving in the supernatural. So you got to make up in your mind, I'm not going to fear. See, Satan wants to deceive you into thinking that you're not allowed to make mistakes. Oh, you got to be perfect. You got to be 100% accurate all the time. And you're not. So don't be afraid to prophesy. Don't be afraid to pray for the sick. Don't be afraid to bring deliverance to the oppressed. If you feel the leading of God to pray for somebody, pray for them. Praise God. Well, what if something don't happen? It don't matter. Just pray anyway. It's not your job to heal. See, you know why we're afraid to pray for the sick? Because here's what we're doing. We're saying, but what if they're not healed? Okay, whose job is it for them to get healed anyway? You can't heal a flea. I can't heal a fly. You understand? There's no healing power in me. I can't heal nobody. But God in me can. It's my, listen, woo, it's my responsibility to lay on the hand. It's God's responsibility to heal the sick. You understand what I'm saying? Praise God. I do the yielding. He does the healing. I just yield. I just do what he tells me to do. Praise God. So get over the fear of making mistakes. The only way to move in the supernatural is through learning by your mistakes. At some point, you'll be wrong, but it's okay. At that point, and when you're wrong, you just repent. You just say, Lord, I missed you. Help me to hear you better next time. That's all. Praise God. I've missed them plenty of times. And then we said number four. Fourth thing that hinders us from moving the supernatural is feeling unworthy. Who am I to pray for the sick? Who am I to prophesy to so-and-so? I'm not worthy. I've got things in my life that I know is not totally submitted to God. And see, let me tell you what the devil, I'm going to help some of you.
I'm going to help some of you. See, Satan has deceived you into thinking that you can't be used of God until you have mature character in Christ. That until you're totally mature in the Lord. That's a lie. If that was the case, if God was waiting on me and you to be totally mature before he uses us, we'd never be used. Isn't that the truth? Because we, listen, come on, let's be real about it. As soon as you conquer this area of your life, you found out this is all a lot of, man, this thing is jacked. I'm jacked up over here. Jacked up over here. Then I conquer that. I got that under control. Then I find out, oh, Lord Jesus, I still got something else I got to work on. So we're perfecting. We're growing. The Bible says we grow in grace. The Bible said the man who thinks he stands, see, that's the problem with a lot of people. That's called pride. The man who thinks he stands, he better take heed lest he fall. See, every day I'm in his presence. Lord, I thank you for the blood. Oh, I need your grace. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. Oh, God. Are you listening? You grow in grace. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much for joining me today. I trust that you've been inspired and encouraged by the Word of God. If you'd like to receive this message in its entirety, call the number on your screen. Perhaps you're watching today's broadcast and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You know, the Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Would you please repeat this after me? Believe it in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead. I repent of my sins. Come into my life, be my Lord and be my Savior. Amen. Friend, if you pray that prayer, let me be the first to say welcome to the family of God. Also, I want to take this opportunity to personally invite you and your family to come and join me at any of our services. We have two services, 8 and 11 a.m. Every Wednesday evening at 7:15 p.m. we have Bible study. And also, every first Sunday of the month at 6 p.m., we have a healing and miracle service. God is manifesting his power in such awesome ways. I love to meet you in any of those anointed services. Also, I want to encourage you, if you have been watching this broadcast and this broadcast has been a blessing to you, won't you prayerfully consider sowing a seed into this ministry? You can go to our website at edwardkirkpatrick.org and give online. Go there today, sow your seed. And I stand in agreement with you for the 100-fold return. Well, friend, I've got to go for now. But until next week, I'm Edward Kirkpatrick reminding you that God loves you and so do I. Bye-bye.